David Edmonds and John Idenow have written a smart 300-page book about a heated argument that lasted 10 minutes and a heated fireplace implement that was, or was not, raised in anger. The argument was between two Austrian-born philosophers, Karl Popper and Ludwig Wittgenstein. The book is about more than their 10-minute argument. It's about their ideas, their origins, their conflicting approaches to philosophy. It's called Wittgenstein's Poker.
The poker in question was a fireplace poker, and that poker was in a room in King's College in Cambridge University on the evening of October the 25th, 1946. And that poker lies at the heart of the story of the only meeting between two of the 20th century's greatest philosophers.
David Edmonds, first, now tell us about the two antagonists here, Karl Popper and Ludwig Wittgenstein.
Well, Popper and Wittgenstein are two of the great philosophers of the 20th century. Some would even say that Wittgenstein is the greatest philosopher of the 20th century. In some ways, they had a great deal in common because they both came from the same milieu. They both came from Vienna. They were both of Jewish extraction, although they'd been raised as Christians. Their philosophy, however, was entirely different. Wittgenstein believed that all philosophical problems, like the relationship between the mind and the body, could be dissolved in the analysis of language. They were just conceptual confusions. Whereas Popper felt profoundly and deeply that they were much more than merely linguistic confusions.
And the two of them come together at this sort of a philosophy discussion group at Cambridge in 1946. I gather, John Idenow, that they were not the only two illustrious people in that room. Bertrand Russell was in that room.
It was the presence of Russell which catches the eye and indeed led us on one of the trails that we followed in this book, the two philosophers, Wittgenstein's and Popper's relationship with Russell, which we felt played some part in the ferocity of their exchanges.
What did Popper say that led Wittgenstein to at least brandish the poker at him?
Popper was the guest. Popper had only just arrived in the UK, and he had been asked to bring up a philosophical puzzle. This was like a red rag to a bull for Popper, because a puzzle implied that it was merely a linguistic problem that he was supposed to bring up, whereas he wanted to talk about real problems. So he came up to Cambridge determined to combat Wittgenstein over this crucial area of philosophy. Wittgenstein demanded of him various examples of philosophical problems, and Popper came up with a number of examples. And Wittgenstein got very excited and very angry, and at some stage started brandishing a poker. He picked up the poker from the fireplace, and he demanded of Popper an example of a moral principle. And according to Popper, in his autobiography, Popper says, "Thou should not threaten visiting lecturers with pokers."
Now, you've got to hand it to these two men. They weren't just there cranking out publications for tenure. They took their philosophy very, very seriously.
Each saw the future of philosophy as lying in his hands. Incidentally, we ought to add about Wittgenstein's taking up the poker that he was a serial poker shaker. was one of the things that we discovered as we looked into the background to this incident.
Well, one thing that's a little bit discouraging about your investigation is that with several of the finest minds at Cambridge in the room, their accounts of what happened are awfully vague and confused, and you really can't piece together exactly what did happen.
The experts in the theory of knowledge could not produce a common account of what happened that evening, though they all had perfectly clear memories of it.
Yes, now you've included all of their accounts in the book. Why don't you read some of them for us?
One of our eyewitnesses was a leading supporter of Wittgenstein, Peter Geech, a philosopher in his own right. And indeed, it was his letter to the Times Literary Supplement in February 1998 that kicked off our whole enterprise when he accused Karl Popper of lying in his autobiography about this incident. But Geech felt he remembered it perfectly clearly. "Consider this poker," Peter Geech hears Wittgenstein demand of Popper, picking up the poker and using it as a philosophical example. Wittgenstein leans back in his chair and stretches out his arm towards the fireplace. The poker drops onto the tiles of the hearth with a little rattle.
Michael Wolfe sees that Wittgenstein has the poker idly in his hand, and as he stares at the fire, is fidgeting with it. Someone says something that visibly annoys Wittgenstein. By this time, Bertrand Russell has become involved. Wittgenstein says, "You misunderstand me, Russell. You always misunderstand me." Russell says, "You're mixing things up, Wittgenstein. You always mix things up."
Peter Muntz watches Wittgenstein suddenly take the poker, red hot, out of the fire and gesticulate with it angrily in front of Popper's face. Then Russell takes the pipe out of his mouth and says firmly, "Wittgenstein, put down that poker at once."
Up against these versions stands Karl Popper's testimony, a detailed narrative in which he sees how Wittgenstein uses the poker for emphasis, how he demands a statement of a moral principle, and how he, Popper, responds not to threaten visiting lecturers with pokers. He sees Wittgenstein throw down the poker and storm out, slamming the door.
That's just a selection.
That's wonderful.
That's just a selection of the witnesses, all of whom disagreed.
I just wonder, when you look back on this event, which was, for philosophers, certainly for Cambridge philosophers, the heavyweight title bout of 1946, who won the fight after all? Not the argument with the poker, but the philosophical dispute. David Edmonds.
In one way, Wittgenstein won the fight. In one way, Popper won the fight. Wittgenstein won the fight in that, if you ask professional philosophers these days who is the most influential philosopher, they will invariably say Wittgenstein rather than Popper. Whereas Popper is being, has to be said, quietly forgotten. But on the other hand, Popper in one way, and one important way, is the victor. Because people are studying, philosophers continue to study problems, they don't study puzzles. So in that important sense, Popper was the victor.
David Edmonds in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and John Idenow in London, authors both of Wittgenstein's Poker. Thank you both very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much indeed.
It was great to be with you.